Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I want to talk about life, about the meaning of life. You know, I've made a lot of programs recently about relationships. Yes, they are important. And in fact, today my little announcements are going to be about my books, my relationship books, because they're excellent. And my relationship books go beyond just talking about husband and wife and partners, because I talk about life also. Life is more than just eating and drinking and partying and working and paying bills and watching basketball on television and shopping and texting and riding your bicycle or working out at the gym. Life is much more than that. You know it is. You've always known that. Even when you were a little child, you knew that. Even when you were a little child. And you saw people. When you were a little child, you were closer to God when you were a little child than you've ever been since. Now, if you're like most people, you're far from God. You're far from God. And the solution, I'm kind of chuckling because I saw someone once said, a lady, a very tough-minded lady, she said, the distance between your problem and a solution is the distance between your knees and the floor. I get a real kick out of that one. But you see, I think you also can somehow intuit, somehow deep in your soul, without words, you can sense that this spiritual dimension, that getting close to God, it would somehow be the solution to your problems. You see, the trouble is you know people who claim to be close to God, but somehow it doesn't sit quite right with you. They're too emotional, or they're too rigid, or they're always trying to do something to you, or it's all too much song and dance and, you know, waving hands in the air and that kind of thing. It somehow seems a bit false. It seems more like a show, or, you know, and so it doesn't quite sit right with you somehow. But when you were a little child, you knew things. You knew that there was more to life than just eating and drinking and texting and working out at the gym and working and so on. You knew that. As a matter of fact, when you were a little child and you looked at people like your parents, for example, and you saw them fighting, you saw them arguing, and you knew there was something wrong with that. You knew they were somehow missing the mark, because you knew that we're supposed to love one another, okay? We're not supposed to hate one another. And you also saw that they would make things too important. When you spilled a little milk, they got angry about that, or they would argue about money or something. And you saw that it wasn't that important. Yes, it was something to talk about, but it was not something to be angry about and hateful. They were missing the mark. Somehow they were not getting it quite right. You saw that. And all through your life, you've seen people like that. You've seen people like that, and perhaps you've known some people who were decent. Maybe you had some friends, okay, in college or high school or junior high or at work. And your friends were nice. They were basically nice people, okay? And you sat around and you talked about things and had fun. But there was some aspect of their life that was out of control. Their anger was out of control, or their relationships were out of control, or their use of drugs or use of alcohol, or spending or gambling or something was out of control. You couldn't understand it. How could this be, you wondered. They were missing the mark. Somehow there was something wrong. They weren't whole. They weren't whole. And part of them was missing. Part of them had been taken over. I was doing bad things and you couldn't understand it. So now, listen to this message about relationships. And I shall be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, an excellent book. You really ought to get it, because the other thing you sense is that somehow relationships are very important. You know that. When you're a teenager or a young adult and you think just having a relationship, you know, is the thing. Okay, but then after you had a relationship or two, then you see that that's not, that there's more to it than that, that it has to be a good relationship. Okay? So you find somebody that you have a good relationship with, and then you live together or get married, and then what? Then you discover that there's something even more. Because what was good at first when you were single and kind of carefree and you enjoyed each other and you went places and did things and went to concerts and went to dinner and had fun, but then all of a sudden, after marriage, then something else comes along. Now she's angry about something and you don't know what she's angry about. And you wonder and you're confused. What's she angry about? And she wants something from her husband. And he doesn't know what it is. And she remembers her dad and how he had failed her, how he wasn't there for her. And she sees her husband as there's something like her dad in her husband. She resents that. Okay? And he feels like she's trying to control him. And round they go. So some kind of understanding is needed. So it's more than just getting together. There's some kind of special understanding. Well, the book will be of help to you. The relationship books that I've written, two of them, they're both good. But you need to listen to me also, because I can awaken you to what you know in your heart. I can awaken you to what you know in your heart, too. You can add that extra dimension to your life. So you can see things the way they are and move with reason and wisdom instead of out of emotion. Okay? So now let's talk about how to start getting your life in control and how to discover this spiritual side of life that you know somehow holds the answer to all of your problems. Okay? Deep down in your heart, you know. The other thing, and the other reason you know that there has to be something added. There has to be something added. Because what you've tried is not enough. See, you've also noticed how when people try to help you, their help is not really help. Oh, sure, they can give you a few bucks or, you know, give you a handout, or they can have a course, you know, a little training seminar, or you can get a job, and, you know, things like that. Those are helpful. There's no question about it. But when it comes to the really deep things in life, a lot of times their help is not really help. Okay? Maybe it stabilizes you for a while. It stabilizes you long enough that you somehow recover. See? It's just like, you know, if you have a cut on your hand, then you make sure it's clean, and then you put a little Band-Aid over it or something, and then somehow it heals itself. See? Well, you helped a little bit by making sure it was clean and putting a little Band-Aid on it, but then it healed itself. So sometimes the little bit of help that people give you, okay, it stabilizes you and gets you out of a mess and maybe changes your environment a little bit, and they give you a couple of pieces of good advice, but you still have to see those for yourself, and you have to apply them for yourself. And somehow if you get better, then it somehow came from within. It came from within. So you see then that people can't do a lot for you. And you've also found you can't do a lot for your friends. Remember, I talked about your friends who had drug problems or relationship problems or alcohol problems or gambling problems. You tried to help them, and you found that there wasn't a lot you could do. You could do something, but somehow they had to find the solution themselves from within. So now you see how important this spiritual aspect of life is. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. You must find the meaning and purpose of your life. It's not enough just to go to work and go to parties and listen to music and so on. There's more to life. There's a lot more. And you also sense that somehow character makes a big difference the quality of your life. You know, people talk about the quality of life. And a lot of times, you know, they're talking about your house and your food and whether you have money and whether you have a park nearby where you can go walk and things like that. But one of the things that you sense and that you knew when you were a little child, do you remember when you were a little child and you looked at noble people? You read about noble people in the storybooks. Maybe you saw old television programs where there was somebody noble. Okay? And you knew that was the way to be. Okay? You saw maybe a princess. You read about a princess, or in a movie you saw a princess. And she was elegant. And she was wise. And she was thoughtful. And she was virtuous. And she was kind. And she had courage. And she had values and principles. okay, and you saw a noble man, maybe a valiant, cowboy, like, remember Lone Ranger and Hopalong Cassidy and people like that, or you read stories about noble people, perhaps a prince or a knight, and he had what? He had courage, and he had honor, and he had principles, and you knew that was the way to be. You wanted to be that way when you grew up. You wanted to be a prince or a princess, okay? You wanted to have those beautiful qualities, and you thought you would, and you strove for that and tried for that, and you studied and tried to get good grades, and you exercised, and you dreamed of someday when you would be that noble person, okay? Well, what went wrong? Well, whatever it was, you have to make things right now. You need some clues to get you started, to refine. Again, we're talking about something more than just eating, drinking, and texting, and listening to music, and shopping, aren't we? We're talking about more, and you saw that your parents were all caught up in these eating and drinking and shopping and texting and working and paying bills and making money and arguing. See? And their friends, they were caught up in that stuff, and sports, and watching television, and buying things. You saw they were caught up in these lowly things. There's nothing wrong with those lowly things. But you also have to have this spiritual side of life. So, character is important. You know that. So what you have to do, so you've lost your character. You lost your values. You lost what you had latently, and what you would have become. You lost it. And how you lost it, that's the subject of all my radio programs and my books and my YouTube videos. I have over 600 of them, excellent lectures, where I read from spiritual classics and where I talk about these things and also give practical advice. So now from this spiritual dimension, that's what I'm talking to you from. I'm talking to you from this spiritual dimension. I'm calling you. I'm calling you back to come back to yourself and become the noble person that you were meant to be. See? And so there's some things you're going to have to learn, some very basic things. That's why you should get my books and use my meditation. You can clear your mind, get centered, calm down, begin to thoughtfully consider things. And you know what? When you do that, and if you're sincere in your desire to find the truth, then you will find that spiritual dimension. It will be present. Even as now it is present, once in a while, do you ever feel your conscience? Do you ever sense it? Your conscience. If you do something wrong where you were phony with someone, or you turned your back upon someone, you could have helped them, and you turned your back upon them, maybe your friend, you feel it inside, don't you? Or when you see somebody noble, doing something noble, they rescue someone, they save someone's life, you feel something inside, a little tear in your eye and in your throat, you feel something. It's so beautiful, it's so sweet. Well, that's your conscience. That's what you know in your heart. All you need to do is refine that. Refine it, trust it, love it, live from it, and your life will be good. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. My name is Roland. I've been on the air for over 26 years. We're talking about finding the purpose and meaning of your life. And I provide you some clues. Remember I said earlier that there's not a lot we can do for other people. You know, and there's not a lot that other people can do for you. Sure, we can help each other a little bit, but then somehow it has to come from within. It has to come from within. Okay? And so you need clues as to how to find what is within and how to become unblocked. See, because now there are a couple of things that are preventing you. And see, I'm talking to you from this dimension, this spiritual dimension. See, I see with the innocent eyes of a child. I see the world as it is. Remember when you were a little child and you sat in the back seat and I've used this example thousands of times, but I like it. And people understand it. And you were in the back seat and your mommy and daddy were going somewhere. And you sat in the back seat and you saw your mommy and daddy talking and you looked from one to the other and you looked out the window and saw buildings and people cats and trees and flowers and beautiful lakes. And you saw many wonderful, beautiful things. Life was filled with wonder. Okay? And you knew things, too, when you were a little child. Remember? You knew that there was something wrong. You knew that your mommy and daddy shouldn't be fighting. You knew what they were fighting over wasn't that important. You knew that people should love each other, and you couldn't understand why they made the unimportant things too important. Well, now you saw that when you were a little child, okay? But what happened to them is what has happened to you. They fell away from, see, they were once that way. One time your father was just as you were and your mom, little children with eyes full of wonder and seeing things as they were. But as they went through life, their lights were put out. People were cruel to them and mean and confusing, and they were pressured and teased and challenged, and they became emotionalized and angry and resentful. And they lost something. See, you lose something. You lose something when you become emotionalized, when you become angry. And you lose it because people tease you and challenge you, and there's injustice on the outside. But what happens is you react to the outside. You respond to the outside with anger, resentment, hostility, see? And then you feel empty because you have lost something. You get cut off from your inner ground of good. And when you're cut off, you're empty. So then in your emptiness, then you look to the outside to fill the emptiness. So then you start looking to your peer group and friends and alcohol and drugs and marijuana and success and grades and things and material possessions and money and music. And see, you look to all those things to provide you something, to try to fill the emptiness. And to food, you look to food. But it doesn't fill the emptiness. See, it's a substitute for what you lost. So what you have to do is refine what you lost. See how simple that is? Refine what you lost. So you need some clues. Okay, so like I was going to say, I'm a little kid. Okay, I'm looking with the eyes of a child, but now I'm a grown-up. A great big grown-up, and I can verbalize what I see. And I can offer you some clues to help you to find the way. Okay? Because once you find the way, once you find this inner ground of good again from which you fell, then from it, then, you can start anew and live a life as a person you were always meant to be, that beautiful prince or princess. But there's a lot to see. Okay, there's some boot camp, okay? You have to learn some basic things like letting go of resentment and forgiving other people, not judging them, not hating them, okay? And you have to learn how to find your intuition again, your conscience, what you know in your heart, okay? You have to find that again so you can live from it. That's why you need to meditate properly. See, not any meditation, not meditations that get you caught up in some phrase or some word or imagery or visualization or something. You need a simple meditation that puts you back in touch with your inner ground of good. Okay? Then you can flow from that and become a prince or a princess. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I'm extending my hand in friendship. I have resources. Many of them are free. Free meditation, lectures and talks about things, video lectures on YouTube, and lots of articles that I've written, and lots of books that you can get from me or from Amazon, okay? So take advantage of the resources. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.